If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW site and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here doing free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. So it's appropriate to give us a call if you are interested. And speaking of, you can find us these days on Facebook. Go and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. You can see a picture of Dr. Nels and our Fountain of Youth Prescott call screener. On the Animal World Facebook page. And Dr. Nels, you are on Facebook as well, right?
Yes, I am at Healing Ministry for Animals.
Healing and Ministry for Animals.
Yeah, sometimes if you put in the search box Dr. Nels 79, it might get you there easier than Healing Ministry for Animals. You know, the Facebook search box is always kind of an enigma to me. what comes up when you put things in there.
but technically it's Healing Ministry for Animals.
That's right.
On Facebook, as opposed to website is nellshealingministry.com.
Well, actually, guess what? I've been meaning to correct you on that.
Oh.
My website has been switched over to healingministryforanimals.com, but both addresses
both
will
work.
Get you there.
Okay,
yeah.
So Healing Ministry for Animals. Okay, I'll have to change that in my automatic pilot in
brain. And, yeah, we'll have to kind of update our ads and such at some point.
Okay. Well, and we heard from Marilyn during the break about her new show.
Yeah.
She's the one that has to do that. But okay. we can arrange
I'll
that.
I'll communicate
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, Marilyn's one that would handle that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to Jude and Everett and her cat, Gidney. Good morning again, Jude.
Good morning.
And I think you established before we went that Jude's energy's mixed up in this.
Yeah.
Is it just Jude or Jude and Paul, or you just got two?
So far, I'm only picking up Jude, but I can really only pick up one thing at a time.
Time, right, okay.
So
you got to do Jude first, huh?
Yep, so here we go, Jude. What you're going to do is, with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down to the left, and you're going to take a breath in and hold it, and while you hold your breath, you're going to think devotion and the number six.
Okay, so closed eyes, looking down to the left, holding your breath, thinking devotion, and the number six.
And we've got good solid pulses coming in, so go ahead and open your eyes again. And let's check and see. Okay. All right, nothing more there that relates. This is you might say not the full session for Jude, because this is really about kidneys. So.
Right. But
but what we're getting is okay, that's the interference that Gidney was dealing with.
Okay.
So now we're gonna work and see about doing some balancing with Gidney herself.
Yeah, and obviously Gidney doesn't have to follow any instructions. She just gets to be. I'm interested, did you feel anything, Jude, when Dr. Nails was doing that little adjustment?
Yeah, I felt a little field shift.
All right. So, I'm doing the tune-up now on Gidney, and basically I'm visualizing that I'm touching the right side of the middle of her neck, and then as you would know, Jude, L3 on the... on the right side as well. So we got C3 and L3 is what I'm working with. Yeah. And since you you understand the terminology, you can touch her on either of those points as well if you want, if she just happens to be handy.
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. That way we add in not only the energetic balancing on my end, but your sensory input to
so
the
you're
brain as well.
So you're at C3 and L3 on which side
of the
body? On the
right
side. C3 and L3 on the right side.
What I've termed the basic reset.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yep. There we go. Getting good strong pulses coming in now. And we'll see about the other side. And yep, we're going to mirror that. So we're going to switch over to the left side and do the same thing.
C3, L3 on the left side?
Yep.
Okay.
We're getting... Actually, it's interesting how it starts. Sometimes it's a little fluttery thing. This one's really rapid and staccato beats in both fingers.
Huh.
So it's very, very strong. So that's a big shift coming when it gets so much action in my fingers like that.
Really, really.
Yeah. And there it goes.
Yeah, I can feel that, actually.
Yeah, and actually cool. It's really wild on my end because I'm heating up like I'm having a hot flash.
Wow, yeah. Wow. But that's all a good sign, because that means stuff is moving.
Lots of energy is moving.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now we've got a really good, solid connection between those points. All right, that's what we needed to do.
Okay, so we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so any homework for Jude or Gidney?
You know, when you're thinking about what's going on with Gidney and your sense of devotion, just remember that devotion is a very positive feeling, and it's easy for us to get a little bit stressed out when our beloved kitty is having difficulty, and you don't want to allow a stress response to creep into your devotion.
good point.
Yeah. So focus on that, you know, that devotion to your kitty, and then We might also segue back to that feeling of trust and trust that it's all working as it should. Whatever happens is the divine way.
Okay.
And it's a great example of how all of us that teach this stuff sometimes have to be reminded that it applies to us as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's working with other best practitioners. We love to work with each other because that's when we get the chance to realize, yeah, we're just like everybody we work with. We forget.
All right, Jude.
Okay.
I'm so glad you called in. And I'll think good thoughts for Gidney. And we will see you and Paul with all your your Accutonic forks and Tibetan bowls and bells and pua and dij and all that great stuff next week.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
All righty. Thanks for calling
lot,
Animal
Dr.
World.
All right. Great talking with you, Jude.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love working with someone that is as sensitive and tuned in as Jude that can feel.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not only were you feeling a lot of stuff, but she could feel it too.
Yeah.
So that's really impressive. All right, let's see. We are headed next. Oh, and by the way, we've got a couple of open phone lines if you would like to get in the queue. And local number, 425-373-5527. It's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And I was going to say for are my emailer.
That was Lisa.
Lisa, okay. I did get to your email, so I'm aware it actually is not really a thing for Dr. Nels. It's more a behavior thing, but I will address your email. I just got to wait until we take care of our callers that have been waiting. So, Lisa, just if you hang with us, I'll get to your email eventually. All righty, we are headed to some Mamish to Jackie. Jackie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Oh, hi, Martha. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
I've listened to you off and on for years, called in many years ago.
All right.
I have a wonderful, loving little rescued doxy named Murphy. And Dr. Nels, welcome and thank you. Sorry, didn't mean to ignore you there.
I don't feel dissed at all.
It's okay. I'm going to turn the phone up 1 second. Okay. I have a sweet 5-year-old that literally was handed to me by a lady who was moving.
And that's Murphy?
Yes.
Murphy's five years old, male or female?
Male,
probably.
Male.
Neutered male, I think, huh?
Neutered male. I've had him for about 3 years. He is the most mellow, sweet, kind-hearted male dog he'd ever met. I mean, he's like a golden retriever in a doxy suit. In a doxy suit. He's the sweetest, and he thinks he's a mama dog. But anyway, Murphy has never eaten well.
Huh.
And over the years, he's gradually gained weight. Over this last year, he's gained, he's up to about 20 pounds. And the vet did say, you know, the next thing is to test for thyroid, and we will do that. But because of his unknown past and my understanding, if the lady was being truthful, and I don't believe much of what she told me, the previous owner was very neglectful. He was very underweight and had been neglected and left on a deck when she'd go for a weekend. I mean, it was just a kind of a horror story. She said that it was originally a father-in-law's dog. And so the father-in-law, we believe, really loved this little doxy, and then he was passed to her when the father passed.
Ah. Well, he could have some real issues related to all of that, so it's probably a good thing that Dr. Nels works on him, and it looks like Dr. Nels, you're already working on him.
Yeah, I tuned in. You know, I don't want to sit around and do nothing. So.
Right, so you're already working.
Yeah, so I'm working. And
you must have, when you tuned in, that it's not related to Jackie, because
Jackie, I got nothing that's interfering with him.
Yeah, so you're off the hook, Jackie.
Oh, good. Oh, I love him dearly.
Yeah. So I'm doing a very similar to what we did with Gidney a few minutes ago, a basic reset, not quite the same points, but very close, working on the right side of the neck and the right side of the lower spine area first, and What that does, sir, for people who you know haven't heard me before, basically what we're doing is we're connecting a couple of points, kind of similar to acupuncture points in a way, but this particularly relates to how the fight or flight system works. And an animal that's been neglected or abused is going to have some fight or flight issues because they've been in survival mode, several times in their life, let's say. And it's easy enough for their system to get kind of stuck in survival mode. And so it's not unusual for an animal like that to have digestive issues because you don't digest your food well when you're running from a tiger. It's really about running from the tiger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we're resetting back to the point where the body can swing either into rest, digest, and heal, or as needed, go into fight or flight if necessary.
Excellent. Excellent.
I love it.
All right. So I'm getting good strong pulses on the right side. And, yep, we're going to mirror that on the left and do the same thing again. So 20 pounds, that's a good size, Doxy.
He came to me at 11.
11 pounds.
Wow.
He was rather skinny. The vet said he was underweight, but not drastically.
Yeah.
You know, a pound or two more would have been perfect. And he doesn't eat. We literally have to try to get him to eat each day. And he only eats about every third day.
Wow.
So we can't quite figure out, is it an internal thing or is it a physical thing?
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens here when we get him reset because the body has no interest in food when it's running from a tiger, so.
And I'm wondering too. Once you get him reset and get do what he needs, can you ask whether or not it's appropriate to check his thyroid?
I could. Check on that possibly, at least, you know, give you whatever information I get there. I'm also finding a point now on each side of his head. Let me just check while I'm doing that. I'm going to also just add in, besides the physical contact of the energy points, we're going to also add in the feeling of trust. And so that's a good thing for you to do,
Jackie.
Yes. That's to... just focus on that strong feeling of trust because he picks up feelings from you. I don't think our animals would tend to generate a feeling like trust as something they would just do to do it. They would do it because they trust you. But if they sense that you are engaging in a strong feeling of trust with your creator or the universe or however you want to look at it, they pick up on that, and it's good for them too. Okay.
Well, I've also had health issues, so I'm also wondering if there's a little bit of that. But this has been gradually going on for 3 years before I had the health issues. So.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We got that handled.
Well, and often it will come through in the animal first because they take it out of your etheric field and before it settles in you. So you'll see it in the animal before you see it in the human.
Interesting.
All right, so I am picking up there's some thyroid imbalance, and let me see if there's anything I can do with that since I picked it up. I'm curious myself now.
It's also interesting that when you have an animal that is processing a lot of their owner's stuff, they may have a lot of issues. When they pass on and leave the environment, then the owner sometimes gets, you know, all that stuff. Because the animal isn't there to take it on anymore.
Right.
So there's a lot of interesting little... twists here.
I've seen some amazing things like that in my almost 40 years working with people and animals. The connection and the profound things that both experience. Now, I'm also working related to the thyroid here. I'm working way down in the lower part of the neck. And this is an interesting one because it's on both sides of the neck, which I don't do a lot of. And in that area, the nerves can relate to the thyroid. Maybe not as classically, but there's energy centers right there in the throat that certainly would. Okay, now we're getting good pulses there. So we're balancing the energy around the thyroid might be the best way to put it.
Okay.
And let's see if there's anything else I can do.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I needed to do there. So that's you've got the best I can do right here.
Okay, but can you ask if a blood test for thyroid is a good thing to do at this point?
Are you asking me?
She's asking me, looking at me, and I'm engaged in, you know, trying to oblige her. So what I found is I'm not able to pick up that there is any need for a blood test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see how he responds.
I guess we'll see how he responds.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dissuade you from getting a blood test.
No.
I'm just
so why don't you see how he does this week? And it can take a few days for this to really set in, but why don't you check in with us next Sunday? Because
Jude
and Paul can work on him too, but you can also let us know, you know, what's transpired during the week.
Thank you so much. I'm forever grateful.
All right,
you're
Jackie.
Welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
All right, before we go to our next caller, Raul, we're going to get you very shortly, but I have a question for Dr. Nels. Housekeeping here. While you were working on Murphy and the thyroid thing came, what I got was when we had Jude and Gidney on the phone, I should have asked you to test now that you've reset her and did the work on Jude and then Gidney. We should have tested if Gidney needed the homeopathic remedies again.
Uh-huh.
Does that feel appropriate to you?
Yeah, I'm.
Hey, Prescott.
Tuning back in to Gidney.
Well, you've got Jude's phone number, right? Yes. Will you call her back? Get her back on the line because I want to see what you get about, because there's two different homeopathic remedies.
Yeah.
And the last ones were given Friday night. So I want you to test again.
Okay.
So get Jude back on the line. In the meantime, we are going, Raul, I'm so sorry, but it is time. We're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. I can't wait to hear Raul's voice, though. I just adore this guy. So anyway, you hang tight, Raul. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we will take you immediately as soon as we return. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I just want to let you know there's some great classes coming up in October and events. Just so you know, at East West Bookshop in Seattle on October 15th, that's a Saturday, a How to Meditate workshop. So if you're deciding you want to get into meditation, Ananda Meditation is a great way to go. That's October 15th. And then there is an international dinner. It's open to the public at the new yoga hall in Bothell, right next to the meditation temple. That's also on October 15th. And these international dinners are prepared by local chefs that belong, you know, to the Ananda organization. And, oh, they're just always fabulous. I'm forgetting what the theme is right now. But it's always a theme, a kind of food. In it, like it could be Mexican, or it could be Italian, or it could be Mediterranean, or whatever it is. And if you're interested in joining either of those events and finding out everything else that's going on, go to www.anandawashington.org, or you can call 425-806-3700. All righty then. We do have Jude back on the line, but we've got to get to Raul because he's been waiting quite a while. So we're going to Seattle, and Raul, you are live with Dr. Nels.
Yay! Good morning.
Hey, there you are. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks for all the love before the break. That was pretty sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just have such a happy voice, and I just like your energy. So I'm real glad you called in. So what can Dr. Nels help you with today?
I appreciate that. Dr. Nels, hi. I was asked. I called for a hip pain movement deal, and that kind of went away for a little bit. Now I think that all this stuff and pain in the lower back is kind of shifting. I have issues. I sit in my job is just sitting in an office, and I have problem like standing up straight. And it kind of goes away with movement. I've been doing a little bit of yoga, and it's okay. I struggle a little bit, but it seems to help. But it comes back, and you know, I really struggle with physical pain.
Okay.
And this is in your lower back?
Lower back.
You said like when you're sitting, when you stand up, you can't stand up straight real easily.
I kind of get stiff when I sit for like 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. I want to tell you, as Nels is tuning in, I want to tell you something I just discovered that made a big difference for me, because I sometimes too, at my age, will tweak my lower back. And I know exactly what you're describing. You sit for a while and you go to stand up and you can't straighten up easily, and it hurts. Well, you know, if you've been listening to the show, everybody out there, I've just started taking Ananda yoga classes, and you just mentioned yoga. Well, do you know, Raul, how you learn to open your chest and lift your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how you do that? Well, what I discovered when my lower back was bothering me last week a little bit, when I would stand up, if I tried to straighten from my waist, it hurt. But if I instead lifted my heart, I was able to stand up straight easily without any pain. So as you get up, instead of lifting from the waist, it really what you're doing is sticking out your chest and lifting your heart. And man, it made all the difference in the world. I could straighten up easily. So now let's go back to. So that's just a little
right.
tip for everybody.
Well, and I'm thinking that this is going to incorporate very well with what I'm I've started to find out here. Because, Raul, what we need to do is not focus on your symptom. That's not the doorway in. Because the symptom is, in this case, it's an expression of another thing. Mm-hmm. And so what I want you to do, Raul, is think of what's the big issue in your life right now. And you don't have to bury your soul on radio here.
You just have to think about it, right?
Right. So let me know when you have that issue that's the big issue in your life right now in mind.
Oh, you don't want me to say it? Okay.
No, you don't have to say it. You just have to think about it and tell him when you're thinking about it.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you can work on that one.
That's reactive. So that means I can work on it. We'll find out what we need to do. All right, so the feeling that comes up is the feeling of jealousy, and what we're going to do is we're going to find a positive feeling to replace it with, and it is, what is that feeling?
I think when Dr. Nels is doing this, there's a list that relates to this best stuff, and he goes through it in his mind until he
right,
so that's
right. Yeah. And for some reason, I'm blanking on on T6 on the not T6, but on E6 on the right. So, I almost had it there. Yeah, it's funny how these things they come and they go. I tell you what, though, we can use the feeling of trust. It's going to be close. I was checking, okay, if I can't come up with the exact feeling, what's the one that's close? And it's the feeling of trust.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I want you to do, Raul, is just focus on the feeling of trust. You can even touch yourself over your heart center and just, like, work on that feeling while I find the points we need to work with. Okay, with your eyes closed, Raul, you're going to look down to the left. And you're going to do the slow, controlled breathing with a pause at each end of your breath. And you'll be thinking trust and the number 6.
Okay, so close your eyes, look down to the left, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number 6.
All right, there we go. And we got good strong pulses, so you can have your eyes open again. And again, think about that big issue in your life. Okay, I'm not getting any reaction, so let's see what else here. Something else that's on your mind a lot. So let me know when you have one that I can test.
Okay, okay.
All right, yep, that's reactive.
That's reactive.
So we'll find out what to do with it. Okay, the feeling of pride comes up, and we'll find a positive replacement for that. And it's harmony. So I want you to focus on the feeling of harmony. All right, with your eyes closed, you're going to look up and to the left. You're going to take a breath in and hold it this time, and you'll be thinking harmony and the number 6.
So, closed eyes, looking up to the left, holding your breath, thinking harmony, and the number 6.
And when you were doing that peace initiative.
Peace and harmony?
Yeah.
That was just coming in. I was going to wait till we're done, and when you get to homework, saying that'd probably be a good idea.
Okay, you can breathe now, Raul.
For Raul to do the peace and harmony.
Yeah. It's doing the peace and harmony thing would be good for you, Raul.
Yeah, I did that one, yeah.
Yeah, and that's when people do that, it's not just about the words, it's about the feeling. I mean, people really want to get that feeling. So, all right, so now what I'm going to do, Raul, is have you think again about that second thing that's been on your mind a lot.
Okay.
All right,
and
I'm
not getting
now.
No reaction. All right, so now just as a double check, I'm going to have you think about what it feels like when you've been sitting for a long time and then you get up and what that's been feeling like. Okay, and I'm not getting a reaction. So so that's a sign that never was the doorway into the trouble. The trouble's more about the things that are in your life and developing the correct way to respond, which is with feelings of trust and harmony.
Have you heard the peace initiative, the peace and harmony affirmations, Raul?
Yes.
Okay, so you know them and you're familiar with them. You can be doing them at home.
I am familiar. I don't have it memorized by heart, but I'll come up with it.
Okay. Well, you do them up to 5 times a day. You do the first affirmation 12 times, the second one 3 times. And The first one is, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Do that 12 times. Then the second one is, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony.
Right, that was
peace and
harmony. Wasn't that the same thing both times?
Yeah. It's Lord, fill... Oh, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony.
Yeah.
And then, Lord, fill me. But maybe because I said it that way, maybe it's more important for Raul to be saying, Lord, fill me, huh? Because I didn't
really
know, I wasn't even aware that I didn't do that.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the important thing is Lord, fill me.
Yeah.
With peace and harmony, peace and harmony.
Yeah. Or you could even alter it slightly, since the word trust came up. You could say trust and harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust and harmony. Trust and harmony, or peace, harmony, and trust. You know, I mean, you can tweak these affirmations in any way to better serve you.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to mention, are you familiar with Louise Hay's book, Heal Your Body?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have it?
I think I do. I'm looking at my bookshelf.
Find it, because, you know, she breaks down the spine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for all the vertebrae, affirmations that will help, and the emotional issue behind them, and affirmations, so that you may find some confirmation there for what Dr. Nels is getting, and then some affirmations that you can do that will also help with the process.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Thank you so much, both of you. Mark, thank you, Dr. Nels. I appreciate it so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes,
thanks for calling Animal World.
Yeah.
And Raul, call us back next week, because Jude and Paul will be in the house. They can work on, you know, further, and you can let us know how it works, and you can let me know how that lift in your heart has helped.
Okay.
Lifting from
your
heart.
Just
remember that when you get up, because it made all the difference in the world for me.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's take care. We've got Jude again on the line. Let's take care of her and Gidney. Jude, welcome back. Hello. Jude?
Hi.
Hello. Are you there?
Me?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm on a speakerphone. Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, there you are.
Ooh,
yay.
That's
when
much better.
Speakerphone sound like you're in a tunnel a gazillion miles away on the radio.
I thought maybe that was true, but Paul wanted me to turn it on so he could hear, because we had moved the laptop or the iPad or whatever. Here I am.
Okay.
Well, the reason I got it when we were, I don't know, Dr. Nels was working on another caller, and I got a message saying, hey, you know, after Dr. Nels worked on Gidney and did that balance of you, that we should have checked on the homeopathic remedies to see if you needed to give them again.
Oh.
You know, because you...
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I know there's two of them.
Well, actually, what you had us do was to change, and the last thing that he had to give her was Pulsatilla 30C.
So Pulsatilla, does it...
Okay, so that checks out as not bad, so let me see what we need to do here.
And I think...
okay, so I do get that would be a good thing to use, yes.
To give her?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Dr. Doug, and we're talking about Dr. Doug Yearout up at... in Marysville, didn't he have you give 3 doses Friday night?
Yeah, he said to give her 3 doses and then not give her anything for 2 days.
Okay, so can you check on...
Yeah, I actually, that was interesting. I was almost smiling because you said 3 and that was the number that came up, and I didn't know 3 what.
Ah, okay, so is it 3,
yeah.
3 doses again,
yeah,
today?
Yeah.
Okay, now there's another one. Weren't you also giving Cantharis?
Yes, we were.
Okay, can you check on that, Cantharis?
Yeah, that works as well. What kind of dose were you doing there?
That we're also doing 30C on that.
But, I mean, how many times?
Well, actually, so when I was giving her that, I was, I think that turned out to be 3 times also, I mean, but not, it was like 3 times, like once every 30 or 40 minutes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm checking on that as you speak, and it checks out okay, so I would say that would be good to do as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So sounds like follow up with both homeopathics. Can you do them together or on separate days?
I get they're okay together. I get it's okay either way.
Either way.
Yeah, they won't interfere with each other.
All right. Excellent. Good.
Can you check also to see, because there's somewhere in the back of my gray matter, there was something that I remembered about using a tincture of alfalfa for this kind of stuff.
Tincture? That breaks right away.
Not checking out for me, no.
No.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, thanks.
All right. Well, I'm glad that Prescott was able to round you up again and we could check. But interesting how that came in, because I was getting a message for the person was on the phone that Nels was working on, and then right away I got that one about you. So I'm glad we were able to check.
And I'm reminding you to have him check you for the science.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. it's on my list. I would definitely will have him check that and a bunch of other stuff as well.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks, Jude. Hey, and we'll see you and Paul in the studio next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal
Bye, Jude.
World.
Bye, Paul.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We have got wide open phone lines. If you would like a free remote session with Dr. Nels for you and or your animal friends, and a local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And as long as we got open phone lines, we might as well see if anybody's listening. And why don't we do the Missing Link giveaway as well? So if you would like a version of Missing Link sent to your door, all you have to do is pick up your phone and give Prescott a call and tell him, the Missing Link words or phrase of the day. How about Dr. Nels Rasmussen?
Ooh, that
works.
I'm so honored.
Yeah, so we'll make sure everybody knows your name. That sounds good. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, that's the Missing Link words. Pick up your phone, and then you can decide whether you want dog or cat, what version of dog, cat, the vegetarian or the bird or the chicken formula. And local number again, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And with nobody on phones, looks like we'll get to Lisa's email when we get back. And if you nobody calls in, you'll just have to listen to us talk. So
We could just tell stories.
That's what we'll be doing if you don't pick up your phones. So stay right where you are and pick up your phones if you'd like a remote or the Missing Link. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Coming up October 27th on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. What's next? If you've ever asked yourself what's next, learn to double down on your existing strengths, interests, and experiences with Jenny Blake, former Google career strategist and author of Pivot, The Only Move That Matters Is Your Next One. Tune in Mondays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. and 98.9 HD3.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard again about our wonderful animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, and she's got a great Talk to the Animals Animal Communication Class 101 coming up at Intraspace in Seattle on October 15th. I believe that's next Saturday. And Dr. Nels, you know about Interspace because
yeah.
you meet clients there
yeah,
sometimes,
I meet clients
don't you?
There, yeah.
And it's in Seattle. That's the one. It's kind of directly behind Tully's.
Right.
And so anyway, her Talk to the Animals Animal Communication 101 class. You will learn to connect, work with behavior issues, problem solve, life purpose, jobs, tips to work with your own animals, and more. And that is next Saturday, October 15th at Intraspace in Seattle. So I wanted to make sure you knew about that so you have a chance to participate because Darcy's great. So let's see. Well,
All right.
Looks like we're doing email.
Okay, do the email.
There must have been missing link calls because I don't have anybody in the queue. So, folks, if you are interested in a free remote session with Dr. Nels, give us a call.
Or if you have some other question that,
I was just gonna,
you know, maybe one of us could answer or not, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll be happy to chat with you. Yeah, so give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Now I think Prescott, I'm gonna see if I get the message here. Did Cindy win the missing link for her cat? Hey, I got it. Yeah, see, every time we work, I have to learn the language and how, you know, of who's communicating with me, but I'm in tune with my fountain of youth in there. Woo-hoo. All right. Oh, and the phone's ringing. Yay. In the meantime, I am going to bring up Lisa's email. Okay. And this is, hi, Martha. You should also know our home's been undergoing a major kitchen renovation since late July. In the last couple of weeks, our adult male cat has been jumping up on counters and chairs to sniff, lick, and nibble our food on our plates. In the past, he only did this if it was fish. Help. Well, I assume that means you don't want him to do that. I, of course, think that's normal cat behavior. Anyway, but the first thing I'd say, Lisa, is that I think this definitely relates to the kitchen renovation because when you change the environment, that changes things from the cat's perspective. And so the rules that applied in the old kitchen, in his mind, and Dr. Nels is shaking and is nodding in affirmation here, that doesn't mean the new rules apply in the new kitchen. So the first thing I would advise you to explain to your cat that the rules apply, that he's to stay off the table or off the counter. And remember, what did you do when he was a younger guy? How did you teach him to stay off the counters and the tables? Because you may have to go back and repeat those lessons a little bit. Whether it was just a hiss and a remind him and put him off, if you'd used a spray Mr. Bottle as a, you know, a negative association, or, you know, whatever it was. But you may just need to go back, remind him. A conversation might be all you need to do, is remind him this kitchen is the same as the you know, it was previously, and the same rules apply. But you may have to reinforce with a little negative association, or a, you know, a reward for staying off. Like what my cats know, that when I'm eating, if they mess with me, they don't get in it to share. But if they, you know, they wait patiently, then I will give them a treat. The other thing that you can do is set up like a counter high scratching sitting post for the cat, and you can put that in the kitchen next to the counter, so that and then you can use a process of teaching the cat to get on the post, and it gets treated on the post. That way they can be up next to you or close to you when you're working with food on the counter or the table, but they stay on their sitting post there, and you treat them and reward them for staying there. If they get off the post, they don't get anything. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me perfectly.
Okay.
Every word.
So there you go, Lisa. Plenty of time for you to get back in touch if you need to, and let me know if you need more clarification on that. But hopefully that helps. All righty. And wouldn't you know, we don't have to just talk to ourselves. Oh. There are, in fact, listeners out there in radio land that are calling in. And so, let's see. We have... I'm just checking. We've taken care of all of our business. We've done our advertising and all of that. So we are free to go back to... I'm just checking to make sure because... I know it was with Morley, my yogi, our resident yogi. I got so mesmerized, I would have spaced the last break in the show. Mike had to remind me. It's the first time in I don't know how many years, probably ever, that I would have spaced a break. But anyway, okay. Let us go to Manchester. Where the heck is Manchester? Carol, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Oh, hi, Martha.
Hi, Carol.
Dr. Nels.
Hi, Carol.
Have I asked you before, where is Manchester?
Oh, yeah. It's in East Port Orchard.
Port Orchard. Okay.
It's a waterfront property, very waterfront community, very beautiful.
All right. Lovely. Well, what can we help you with today?
Yeah, I forgot to turn my radio down, so can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Yeah. I'm not hearing any feedback. Mike, are you good? Mike's good, too. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I heard, I think it was on KKNW, that I don't know if you've heard this before, but you didn't mention it on your show, so I thought I'd, you know, check it out with you.
Mm.
Zimbabwe was sending baby elephants and baby lions, I believe it was, also to China. China had purchased these, I believe they said to put them into zoos or something like that. Have you heard anything like that?
You know... That is ringing a bit of a bell, and I believe I saw something crossed my path, and I caught wind of that, but I don't know, sometimes, you know, I'm not that technically savvy, I may have been checking Facebook or something on my phone, and when I went to click on a story or something, it took me back to the newsfeed or something. And anyway, it disappeared and I didn't find it. But I do remember hearing something, but not enough that I was able to follow up on it and get any details. So you're kind of in the same thing. You kind of heard of this, but don't have any details either?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have access to internet right now, so I couldn't follow it up in that fashion. So maybe you could, or somebody else listening knows more about it.
Well, you know what, and you know what I'm thinking, because I'll bet if it has to do with elephants, and it can be other, I'll bet you Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and their Facebook page, I bet you Aline has posted something
right
about this.
Yeah.
So I can't promise that I'll be successful, but over the top of the hour, when I have a couple of minutes, I will see if I can bring up the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants page and see if she's posted something.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. I'll let you know. And if not, I'm kind of marking this, and I will see what I can find out this week.
Okay, great.
If I can't find something out during the break, okay?
Yeah, because I'd like to know.
Yeah, well, I'd like to too. But I do remember something in the back of my mind. I saw it and then I couldn't get to it or I couldn't find it, and then I spaced it and it hasn't crossed my path again. So the fact that you're mentioning it must mean I better check it out.
Okay.
All righty, Carol. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Uh huh. Bye bye. All right, we are going to head to Seattle and Carmen. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carmen.
Hi, Dr. Nels.
Hi.
To you.
What can Dr. Nels do for you?
Well, I want to thank him for helping me with my ear problem that I got to him a little while ago.
Yeah.
And now it's my back.
Oh, okay. This seems to be back day. Do you think? We sometimes have a theme for shows.
Right. This is the
sometimes it's the words that come up for everybody. Sometimes it's the problems. It seems like today is back day.
It's back. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do, Carmen, is I'm going to have you close your right eye only, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's
and I'm
good,
testing and that's reactive. So, hang on, I'll find out what we do with it. And the feeling of pride comes up, so this is also a pride day.
A pride and trust day.
Let's see what the positive is. And it is trust.
Okay,
it often is, and today it's especially.
The pride and trust and back day.
Yeah, that's right. So so you focus on the feeling of trust, and I'll find out how we use it. And with your eyes closed, only your right eye closed, you're going to be looking down and to the left, and you're going to take a breath in and hold it and think trust and the number 6.
Okay, so left eye closed.
Right eye closed.
Oh, that's I wrote that and said left, huh? Right eye closed, look down to the left, hold your breath, thinking the word trust and the number 6.
Okay, Carmen, you can breathe and have both eyes open. And then I'll have you close your left eye again, your right eye. We're really having trouble with this. Your right eye only. Okay, and I'm not getting any reaction here. So let's see. Go ahead and have both eyes open. Okay, now I'm picking up something in the ancestral category. So something inherited, past lives, however you like to look at it. Something that came to you energetically that we need to deal with.
Yeah, we get lots of wonderful gifts from our heritage, don't we?
And this one is the feeling of dominating.
Oh.
So generally what that means is whoever this came from had the feeling that they were being dominated, that this, you know, that was the situation. So now what we're going to do is find a way to transmute that with a positive feeling so it's no longer influencing you. And I'll find out what that is. And we're going to use the feeling of devotion. We used that earlier today too. So I want you to now focus on the feeling of devotion. All right, with both eyes closed, you're going to look down to the left, take a breath in and hold it, and think devotion and the number 6.
Okay, so close both eyes, look down to the left, hold your breath, focusing on devotion and the number 6.
And there we are. We're getting good, strong pulses, so you can breathe and have your eyes open again. And then I'm going to have you think the word ancestral. And I don't get any reaction there. I'm just going to have you think about what it feels like to have that feeling of devotion. Okay, good. I get no reaction there. Sometimes there is a little negative energy that still lurks, but not today. We got rid of that. All right, let's see if there's anything else. Okay, I'm going to have you just focus now on how your back has been feeling. And I'm not getting any reaction to that. So as often happens, and you'll read this in all kinds of books now, I mean, it's pretty well become common knowledge that how we feel about things in our life really affect our health in many ways, and particularly things that you might say bring our energy way down are the things that tend to hit us in the back. So what you're going to want to do is focus on your positive feelings that we worked with. The feeling of devotion is big for you. So, and when I say devotion, some people get that as like, you know, devoted to God. Well, it could be, but it's also, it's really about devotion as a feeling, as a way to go through life, of being devoted to your calling or, you know, something like that as well. So, it's really positive feeling that you are really going for it. You're really devoted to whatever it is that your life is about. All right. So you really feel that sense, that strong sense of devotion. All right. And that's
we're good.
That's what we can do with you today, Carmen.
All right, Carmen. Okay. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are up against the top of the hour here, so we got to close up hour number two and fire up hour number three. And I forgot what great internet people that Mike is here, and I assume that Mike, it was you that message. Check this out. The element, yeah. So let's see. Carol, Manchester. I now have the story, thanks to Mike, about Zimbabwe and this Elephants and Lions. I'm going to check it out over the top of the hour here, and we'll start off with that in the next hour. And we have wide open phone lines once again, so if you'd like to talk with Dr. Nels, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, and we'll talk about baby elephants and lions and Zimbabwe and sending them to China and all that stuff when we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.